Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. The state of Alabama is preparing in case of a potential Ebola outbreak. Ebola is a deadly disease that's wreaking havoc in West Africa. One person has brought the disease into the United States. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley and Dr. Donald Williamson held a press conference yesterday to inform Alabamians what the state is doing to prepare for Ebola if it were to hit. The Alabama Department of Public Health has sent out online videos and information to hospitals statewide. Dr. Jim McVeigh, Director of Health Promotions and Chronic Disease with the department, says Alabamians should not be afraid at this point.
There has not been except one case identified in the United States. We are not at risk in Alabama at this time. But if it were to happen, we are prepared.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been training healthcare workers in a mock Ebola treatment unit in Anniston, Alabama. Alabama's chief election official is reminding residents that the deadline to register to vote in the general election is October 20th. Secretary of State Jim Bennett says residents can download a registration form from a state website, alabamavotes.gov, and mail it to their county board of registrars, or they can go by their county board of registrars' office to register. The general election November 4th is the first one where the registration deadline is 14 days before the election. It used to be 10 days, but the legislature moved it up at the request of some election officials. Bennett is also reminding voters who don't have a valid photo ID that they will need one to vote November 4th. Free photo IDs are available at County Board of Registrars' offices. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum is making a pair of stops in Alabama to support Republicans. The one-time presidential candidate will be in Troy this morning for a rally with GOP Attorney General Luther Strange. Strange is being opposed by Democrat Joe Hubbard in November. Santorum will be in Birmingham in the afternoon for an appearance with 6th District Congressional candidate Gary Palmer before a fundraiser for the Jefferson County GOP. Palmer is opposed by Democrat Mark Lester in the general election. Santorum won Alabama's Republican presidential primary in 2012. An Alabama educator will serve on a national board overseeing student assessment. APR student reporter Kristen Feit has more.
U.S. Education Secretary Arnie Duncan has named Brookwood Middle School teacher Chastity White to the National Assessment Governing Board. The panel will help establish policy for the National Assessment of Education Progress. The program is also called the Nation's Report Card and helps provide policymakers and the public with information about student performance. White has taught 8th grade geography and world history at Brookwood Middle for a decade. She was named Tuscaloosa County's Teacher of the Year for 2012. Governor Robert Bentley appointed White to his teacher cabinet for education policy 2 years ago. White's appointment to the federal board ends in 2018. I'm APR student reporter Kristen Feit in Tuscaloosa.
And now for the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
It's going to be a hot Thursday across the state as temperatures top out of the upper 80s to near 90. Look for partly cloudy sky. Risk of rain today about 20%. The better chance that happens over the Tennessee Valley of North Alabama. Same for Friday. Temperatures top out of the upper 80s. Starting off Friday morning in the mid-60s will be a mild start to the day. Over the weekend, look for the chance for scattered storms, primarily north of I-20. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.